Swaziland urges witch doctor tax. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A politician from the tiny southern African kingdom of Swaziland has proposed a hike in the tax rate on the nation's traditional healers. Mahahodwa Kumalo has urged the government to levy the tax to help solve his country's worsening economic situation. He believes the time is ripe for upping the tax on the healers, known as sangomas. Mr. Kumalo said that sangomas have quadrupled their fees in recent years, but are still paying very little in tax. He told the Swazi parliament the healers needed to pay their fair share towards the country's economic recovery, saying, "A majority of our people consult traditional healers, but the money they pay to government falls far too short of the money they make." The sangomas currently pay an annual fee of 10 emalangeni, $1.15, to ply their trade. Many Swazis visit the healers, who are a key part of the nation's health service. Opponents say raising taxes on the sangomas would bring in very little revenue. Swaziland is in dire financial straits. Its budget deficit has skyrocketed to 15% of its GDP. Many say King Mswati III should do more to help his country. He spends a small fortune on his many wives, lavish lifestyle, and a bloated military. The sangomas feel they are being singled out. They have already spent decades trying to rid themselves of a witch doctor label given to them by Europeans. Western pharmacists are now studying their cures and medicines. This is Lauren Stevenson reporting from Buenos Aires, Argentina.